Brian Hilton Motor Group, the big local. Two big locations with the largest range of new and used cars on the coast.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
G'day, this is Paddy and Maz from Paddy and Maz Show, and we are Paddy and Maz, and this is our podcast for the Paddy and Maz Show.
It is. I thought you were going to say we're Paddy and Maz of Paddy and Maz fame.
Yeah, well, we were once.
Once upon a time.
But, look, it all went backward, and all went downhill after you spoke of Max Verstappen, Formula One driver, ace, his name. Oh, God, it went downhill from there.
In my defence, that's just what I'd heard.
Yeah, I know.
I just heard that he had a nickname that he was referred to, and I used that name, and it did shock everybody.
Now, when the big issues need to be discussed, people do turn to us. Blinker or indicator? What do you call it?
Indicator.
Blinker. All right. And then speaking of issues, you and your bloody Kit Kat. Jeez, fair dinkum.
I bit into a Kit Kat, guys, and there was no wafer in it.
There was no wafer.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, I know. But you didn't have to write to the company, put it on bloody Instagram.
Do you know what that is like?
And then get our company involved.
It's like having a cheese toastie with no cheese in it. It's a big deal. So
I'm hearing you, sister, in
correspondence with Kit Kat Australia about this issue.
What about poor Troisi? He remembered something.
Oh, yes, he did. But he got it. But he remembered it wrong, unfortunately, for him.
A little bit of a loser. And what else are we looking at today?
Your wife's leech situation?
Oh, my God. If we could put the pictures up on our podcast.
Oh, you'd have to do a warning.
Oh, it was horrendous.
It was really full on.
When leeches attack and what to do, it was like a murder scene.
It was honestly pretty gross.
Very much so.
Pretty gross.
And, oh, Glenn, your husband.
Yes. He had his MacGyver moment this week. Yeah. He fixed something that I thought was unfixable. I thought we were throwing it in the bin and buying a new one, but he's fixed it and it's still working.
He is a bloody legend. And a new way to make money. If you really want to make money, you want to go about and, you know, people say, I want to do something on the weekend to make a bit of extra
cash. Side hustle.
A side hustle.
Yeah.
That is coming up on the Paddy and Maz podcast. Or you can go Paddy and the Mod Pazcast or whatever you want to call it.
Oh, my God.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
Oh, you know how we now have our unofficial correspondent for the Formula Ones.
Oh, yes. Remind me who this is again.
John Satoria, mate of mine.
John Satoria, who works for
McLaren.
A thing, yep, yeah, that's got to do with the racing.
We might get on to him tomorrow because Max Verstappen romped a victory at the Japanese Grand Prix yesterday.
The strap-on.
Yeah.
That's what they call it.
They do. Just don't Google that. Make sure you type in Verstappen and not strap on. There's 1-2 for Red Bull. Well done. So we'll speak with John.
We'll get our correspondent on.
About
who can
that.
Confirm if that is Max's nickname or not.
Tomorrow.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
Just say if you've got to paint this weekend again.
Oh, yes. All weekend?
I think so.
Okay.
I'm enthused about it.
Are you? It doesn't sound like it.
No, I am. Okay. Partly cloudy in 25.
Can I just quickly, the Foster Gloucester thing?
Oh, yeah, because I said that in our shout out, g'day to Bruce who went to Foster. And you said.
I said, I've been to Foster. No, maybe that's Gloucester. And then I remembered that Dr. Foster went to Gloucester in a shower of rain. He stepped in a puddle right up to his middle and never went there again. It's a nursery rhyme.
Oh.
So I don't think I've been to Foster or Gloucester. And I'm not a doctor.
You haven't taken the meds today, have you? Come on. We'll get into this in Triple M and then you go pop your little pill. Breakfast with Paddy and Maz.
Paddy and Maz,
the podcast.
We just did 5 and 10 and we have 5 and 10 where we do a topic and we say 5 of 10 seconds, you win the money. It was worth $300 thanks to Wong Leagues today. And Jay from the entrance was playing. It was five bloody parts of a car beginning with B.
Which I thought was a particularly tough topic, as did Jay.
Oh, hang on. Had they got it right, would it have been hard?
But they didn't.
I'm just saying, had they?
But the whole point is
well, they didn't. They
you
didn't
tested
get it right.
The topic on right. me. I failed miserably. Right. And you still put it on the air
that's,
with Jay.
That's nothing
poor
new.
Poor Jay.
And then he only got one. And then I said blinker. And then producer Zach came storming in with steam coming out of his ears, you know, his hair in a tiz. Oh, it's Indicator, not a Blingo. It's Indicator.
I don't often agree with Zach, but on this one I do. I would call it an Indicator.
No, Glenn from Wodalba. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Paddy and Maz. How are you?
Good, thanks, Glenn.
Issues this morning. Not just that with the wafer not in the Kit Kat found by Mazzy. It was, do you call it a blinker or an indicator?
Mate, I'll have to agree with you. It's a blinker.
It's a blinker. Okay.
Definitely a blinker. But, Paddy, I have another bone to pick with you, mate.
Oh, jeez. Oh, you could have. Why wasn't this written up in the phone chat box? Yeah, go on. What is it?
Mate, yesterday you said you didn't like Vegemite. The boy from Bundy doesn't like Vegemite.
Can't stand Vegemite.
We did gloss over that, Glenn. I've actually noted it down to do like a whole intervention on Paddy at a later date. Don't worry. It didn't get past me. We just didn't have time to derail the whole show to talk about it.
Well, that is definitely un-Australian. So, Paddy, you have to pay the price, mate. You have to eat a spoonful live on air.
Glenn, you should be a radio producer. It might be a job here, actually, going, depending on if Zach picks his game up or not.
All right.
I'll be in there.
All right. I'll give it a crack. It's got to be not a spoonful, just a smearing. I just find it just tastes too salty.
If you put some Vegemite on some crumpet toast.
Queensland is supposed to be tough, man, aren't they?
Yeah, we are. We are current holders of the shield, a matter of fact.
Yes, but I couldn't have a teaspoon of Vegemite. Oh, no. Not a teaspoon of a condiment.
Thank you, Glenn. We've got Kev from Wyoming. Good morning, Kev.
Hello.
Hello. Morning, Maz. Morning, Paddy.
Hello.
Now, we were talking about indicator or blinker because five body parts, beginning with B with
body
a car.
Parts, car parts.
Car parts. Five body parts.
Well, you've got a blinker? Parts.
Well, a body part is belonging to a car.
Is that what you call it?
do you want to see it flash? Now, what do you call it, Kevy? Do you say indicator, up yourself, Mazzy, or do you just go, oh, there's a blinker?
Can I just ask one question first?
Of course you can.
Maz, how old are you?
Oof. I'm 44, if I have to answer.
Hey, mate, these phone calls are supposed to be after midnight, mate.
44, Kevin?
Yeah, you're probably a bit young to understand. They're blinkers.
It's blinker?
Blinkers.
Why is that an age thing?
Because it's old school.
I'm not old enough to be old school.
You reckon it's indicator?
I feel like that's just what I've always called it. I've heard the term blinker. I just don't use the term blinker.
You don't? Okay. All right. Well, Jay, you've got 2 points out of five. You still didn't win the money. We've got Marcus from Lizarow as well with us this morning.
Hello.
On Big Issues. Good morning, Marcus.
Hello, young man. Paddy, what are you going on about? A blinker?
A blinker.
That's someone with dirt in their eyes, mate.
Come on,
Paddy. Leave the intellectual to the young lady, Paddy.
Thank you very much, Marcus.
Well, you're not going into the draw for Call of the Week, unfortunately,
yes,
Marcus.
Is.
So you reckon indicator?
Indicator all the way.
What is an indicator? I'm indicating to go left. Blinking to go left.
No, but it's a bloody blinker. Anyway.
Come we work, poor Paddy.
Thank you, Marcus.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
Can I just do a husband brag?
Oh.
Yeah.
Glenn, someone in the good books.
Yeah, Glenn.
Finally, hallelujah, Glenn.
Husband of the week for sure.
I want to challenge him.
Let me tell you what Glenn's done, and then we'll see if you still want to challenge him.
Is there a lot of things?
It's just one thing that he did, but it's pretty impressive.
All right.
So I am going to hold up right now, Paddy, and show you a photo on my phone. That's Glenn in our ice bath. That's what our ice bath looks like. So it's a round tub.
I'm glad she was at the right picture.
It's also a topless Glenn. So I know you might need to sit down. And has anyone got
but
a fan?
You can
Paddy, anyone got a fan? Paddy's blushing.
You can only see his head with hair on it.
So he's sitting in this ice bath.
Yes.
So it's a cylinder. We fill it with cold water and ice. And you can see around the top there, it's like an inflatable rim around the top.
Gray.
So it holds it up. It's got the little spokes in the side. So that keeps it upright, and then it's got an inflatable rim.
So
okay?
As you fill it up, it then rises.
No, you construct it first, and then you fill it up. So you put your little things in the side, you blow into the rim around the top, and then you fill it with water and ice.
Okay.
Now, what had happened? You also
you can
noticed...
see the gorgeous Glenn with his head.
Yes.
He's like a Muppet, like you know how they have just the head of them. Not a Muppet,
a hot Muppet, but yeah,
yeah, a hot Muppet. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So you also, who else is in the photo there?
Oh, there's Happy the dog. With his big tongue out licking his nose.
Yeah, bless him. Because Happy loves, he'll sit with us when we do our ice baths. He'll come into the laundry. That's where the ice bath is set up.
Yeah.
This is the issue. So we put the ice bath back up after, we've been out of season because it's been too hot. But because it's cooling down, it's ice bath season.
So I'd be doing it when it was hot.
The ice bath was deflated and it was just sort of shoved into a corner in the laundry. And then when we got it out, Glenn realised that Happy, the dog in that photo, had chewed. You know the bit where you blow into inflate something and it's got the little cap on it?
So put
the
cap in.
He's chewed that off. He's chewed the cap bit off. So we
feed the dog.
It's the medication. So Glenn, when we first decided to redo the fill the ice bath up, he couldn't like plug the hole, so to speak.
You need it.
You need it inflated. And so he just gets straight into MacGyver action. And he's like, because he's like, well, there's a problem.
Yeah.
I'm going to fix it. And I'm like, how on earth? What are you going to find? And we're thinking.
Bit of cork.
Bit of electrical tape, a bit of.
Cork?
Do you know what he did?
Nope.
This is brilliant.
I wasn't there in the ice bath looking at him. Not yesterday, anyway.
Glenn goes to the fridge.
Yeah, what does he do?
And opens the fridge door. And I'm like, what are you going to get out of the fridge to plug that hole in the ice bath?
What does he do?
He gets the squeezy sauce bottle. And he takes the lid off the squeezy tomato sauce bottle. You know, the triangular shaped nozzle that you can roll out.
And you've always got hard sauce on the top and you've got to knock that off.
He put the sauce into another sauce bottle so he didn't lose any sauce. Took the lid off the squeezy sauce bottle and got the nozzle part, cleaned it and shoved that. And it works. He popped it in and then he put a little bit of electrical tape over it. And so he's plugged it with a sauce bottle top.
Because, see, the thing is, how does it do it? Because it's got a hole in it.
Because you squeeze it sealed shut.
He's taken the whole lid off. Oh, he's a bloody genius.
He's a genius.
He's a genius.
And it works.
He's Einstein.
I was just like, this is the best.
You should pay him to be your bloody wife.
Well, no, probably not. That comes with the territory. I'm married well. Is that brilliant? So there you go. Tomato sauce. MacGyver would be jealous of that story.
If you have an ice bath and your dog has chewed off, this is the moral of the story, chewed off the little thing, top of the thing.
The nub.
Just go and get your sauce bottle, close it, clean it, put it in, shove it in and put some tape on it.
And it works and I'm so stoked.
Oh, life is so much better now.
Life is better. Happy's in the bad books, but life is great.
That is fantastic.
For the humans in our house.
You know what? I can sleep tonight.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
Look, you spoke about the Kit Kat gate. What happened?
Yeah, I bit into like a fun-size Kit Kat. It had no wafer in it. It was pure milk chocolate.
Oh, she's not stopping there.
And I put it on social media. Kit Kat have now been in touch and I'm now in
contact. She's rung, no joke, a current affair, Alison Langdon. She's getting on to Four Corners.
Because this is...
I know.
Look, when the whole point of a Kit Kat, to have a break and have a Kit Kat, is because you love the wafery goodness in the middle of the chocolate.
So nothing's going to stop you.
And there's no wafer.
And then
I need an explanation.
I know, you do. And Kimmy from Erina texted us on 0482 081077. She said, when I was a kid, my dad bought me a drumstick ice cream at the footy. I peeled back the paper to find no cone. Was devastated. It was the best part. We got Kimmy with us from Erin. Good morning, Kim.
Hey, Kim.
Hello.
Oh, my gosh. This sounds like childhood trauma.
Please explain.
I was only a kid. I was at the Sydney Cricket Ground. My dad and my mum and my brother and I went to the footy to see the Bulldogs play. It was one of the semis. I remember it well. It was in the early 80s.
Yeah.
And I was so excited. Got a drumstick, sat down, peeled it open, and there was no cone. And I could not believe it. And my mum's, you know, she could prove it. But, yeah, I don't know exactly how to explain it. It was just full of ice cream.
That is hilarious.
So no cone.
Just no cone.
I would have continued.
And just when you said that, when you were talking about that Kit Kat, it just came flooding back.
I bet.
Oh, the memory. So, good on you, Maz, bringing up stress for
I know a good
Kimmy.
Counselor, Kim, if you need to have a session later.
Kimmy, did you continue eating it, though? Of course you would have, I could imagine.
Well, you know how you get the ice creams at the footy in the old days where the guy used to walk around with the box?
Yeah.
Structuring?
Yeah.
It was one of those. It wasn't like I was going to run.
You
back
can't take
and
it back.
Give me another one.
Oh, yeah,
and of course, you would have been sans the chocolate at the bottom because of those cones.
There was chocolate in the bottom.
Oh, there was.
And there was like a lump of, there was like a lump of something in the bottom, but there was no cone.
That is
there we
so
go.
Bizarre.
Look, we're giving you a six pack of Peter's drumsticks this morning. No, we're putting you into the draw for call of the week. $250 to spend at Gosford RSL.
Absolutely, Gosford RSL. It's the premier destination for events, dining and entertainment.
And have you got any advice for Maz? Like, you know, you would have taken you some time to get over it, I could imagine. Have you got any advice for Mazzy before she goes and sees the psychologist about this?
You better just buy some more Kit Kats. And
yeah, that's true. Mm. I honestly do feel better after talking about it. I feel like the weight's lifted.
She's emailing our HR department. Kimmy, I couldn't believe
it. I had to get the receipt.
Yeah, I know.
Because they would demand, they're going to do an investigation. They need information. I'm part of the investigation now.
Next thing, it's surprising she didn't ring Gosford Police.
Do you know what, Kim? I'm thinking, I'm going to get in contact with Drumstick next. Tell them your story.
I was back in the 80s, so I don't know whether they do them the same anymore.
Have you got a receipt?
Historical Drumstick stories.
The boy at the football, no.
All right, Kimmy.
You're the best. Thank
have
you.
A good Thursday.
Bye.
See you, buddy. Look, we have got...
That is so funny.
You're weird.
I'm honestly weird.
I'm working with a weirdo.
How am I strange? I didn't take the wafer out of the Kit Kat.
You could have just left it there. You didn't have to go on.
No, these things, look how much content it's provided us with, Patty. We've had at least two breaks worth. And there'll be another one tomorrow.
With an update.
Patty and Maz, the podcast.
So if you missed this yesterday, I recently had a Kit Kat snack, a fun-size Kit Kat at 9 a.m. after the show.
And there was no wafer. And all Maz has been going on about this all the time. This is all she's been saying.
There's got to be an investigation into this. There's got to be, someone's got to be accountable for this.
This is the thing. When you bite into a Kit Kat,
I know.
If you're having a break and you're having a Kit Kat, there's an expectation that there will be 50% wafer in there in amongst that amazing milk chocolate.
You could have broken your false teeth because you're expecting the wafer. And when you have a hard bit of chocolate.
It was, look, I didn't hate it, to be honest, but I wanted the wafer. So, of course, I put it on my social media and I said, no wafer in this. And I tagged Kit Kat Australia and New Zealand and they got back to me straight away.
And then even went to our workplace, And Serena, who works around here, you emailed Serena. You're saying, because Kit Kat, what do they want?
Because they're doing an investigation. They said, can you provide proof of purchase? We need some barcodes.
Seriously.
We need some receipts. We need some information. So I went to Serena because she's responsible for doing the office staff order for food from Coles Online that gets delivered on a Monday. So I asked Serena for the receipt. She's provided me with the receipt.
And what she had to go, because does anyone keep a receipt? No.
Yes, she does because it's, yes, they do, because this is an organisation in which you need to keep receipts. So I have then sent that information.
To Four Corners and A Current Affair.
I've sent it.
This is how far it's going.
Sent it to Kit Kat. And I sent them the information and they said, thanks for sharing this information, Maz. And what they've done, it's been going back and forth, honestly, since I first sort of popped it up on social media.
Yeah.
They have now said, thank you for getting back to us with this information, Maz. As a gesture of goodwill in bringing this to our attention.
Yes.
We have organised a Prezi Smart e-gift card in your name.
Oh, that is a low. No, absolutely. You give me half. You are not putting me through this torment.
That should be received in your email inbox within the next business day.
How much for?
It doesn't say here. And so this, I was talking to Glenn about this yesterday. I'm like, how much do you reckon? Because I was like, A Prezi e-gift card, they're amazing. You can spend that on...
You can go to Dan Murphy's.
I can go to Peter Alexander.
You can go to Coles.
I could, and so I'm like, I've been eyeing off a trench coat at Seed for so long. I'm like, I could put the money towards the trench coat. And he's like, darling, how much do you think they're going to give you? I'm like, $500.
I just can't believe it.
He goes, it'll be $20.
No, it'd be more than $20. What you could do is you can go and buy some more Kit Kats. But the first
I'm
thing
gonna
is
spend it all at Coles Online, all on Kit Kats.
If you've subjected me to this since whatever day it was, you're giving me half. Are they giving us anything in kind? Like you know,
I don't know.
They, in the good old days, this is why we did it, hoping that we'd get a box of Kit Kats.
This is why I ran with it because I was like, we're going to get some more Kit Kats delivered to
and
the
office.
And you get
a bloody gift card.
This will be great. And then they sent me a personalised gift card. It's
actually,
so funny.
You know what? I'm ringing Four Corners now. And I was getting really excited and
oh
I was going to go.
God. I know. Well, when I get the gift card, I'll let you know how much it's for and what I'm going to spend it on.
Oh, that is so wrong on so many levels. And as Jeff Toovey says now.
There's got to be an investigation into this. There's got to be someone's got to be accountable for this.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
Look, a couple of things to look out for on the Central Coast. With all the wet weather that we had, especially last week, the funnel webs, a lot of sightings,
really?
They're on the move. Okay. And the bean, and the reason is because the rain stimulates the male spiders.
Really?
Right? To move around in search of the female, the rainy little buggers they are.
Oh, they love the rainy weather, do they?
Yeah. And another reason that, as the name implies, the funnel webs burrows can easily be flooded. And they get flushed out, so they...
Oh, that makes total sense.
But another thing, and I've got some pictures here for you, Maserati.
Oh, good.
Leeches.
Love this.
If you're in a leech-prone area, which there are a lot, especially with next to a forest like Rumbelara or whatever, your home borders that.
Leeches are the worst.
Leeches. And I want to show you some pictures. My wife...
Oh, I'm getting all squirmy.
Well, you wait till you see these pictures from Kirsty. She came home yesterday, had no idea. She was at Mangrove Mountain. And then she texts me. I was upstairs talking to a mate.
Because you don't know. When you've got
no
a
idea.
Leech, you don't know until somebody points it out. And then you try and peel it off. And then it stings after that.
Well, this had impregnated the socks that she was wearing.
Oh, stop it.
And have a look at these pictures. These are from Kirst Mawai.
That's a lot of blood.
That is. And
wasn't
you scroll
that?
Through.
Is she okay?
She's okay.
That looks horrendous.
I know. Had no idea, and
oh my
it was.
God.
I know that was a leech. It was like a crime scene.
That is really hectic.
I know that
Are
was
you
out
sure
on the balcony.
That was a leech?
Yes, yes, it was. And
okay.
That was, and it just would not stop bleeding. And because
you saw that wasn't a samurai sword. Because
no, that was a leech.
That is intense.
Unbelievable. All through a boot and everything like that.
Wow.
And had no idea.
Hungry, hungry leeches.
Yeah. And
yeah. Really bad.
Unbelievable. So a little bit of a warning.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
She was told, too, that what you can do with, you know how you have Aerogard and that stuff, you can spray that on your shoes.
And is it a repellent for the leeches?
Sort of, a little bit, yeah. Yeah, if you've got another leech repellent,
there's
I'd
a good
love
recommendation
to know.
If ever I've heard one. Spray some Aerogard on your boots. Might do a thing.
If you have a leech repellent, and I see, you know what my suggestion was, and I showed it to her, I got some sticky tape.
Here we go.
And I ground the salt onto the bench. Yep. And then I put, because apparently if you
the
put salt on,
sure.
And I put the salt on the sticky part of the sticky tape. And I said, what you do, babe? And
then wrap,
just
that
put, wrap that around your leg. Yeah.
Yeah, good idea, mate.
Okay, all
right. I'd trust the Aerogard recommendation more than sticky tape and salt.
Deep-based insect repellents have proven to be the most effective against leeches, so says our producer.
Okay.
And he's one of the biggest leeches around here, so he'd know. No, Zach, I am joking. I'm joking. Okay, here we go.
Oh, poor Zach.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
Here's the money-making.
Okay, what are we doing?
You know how yesterday we spoke to Debbie Kepitus,
yes.
Who bought the foal from Winx for $10 million, as you do
indeed.
On a Monday afternoon.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty – I'm still wrapping my head around that
Wish
story.
Wish Deb was my mum. I said that earlier on this
she's
morning.
She's the loveliest lady,
oh,
too.
She's
so delightful. Yes. Yeah.
That's the thing. Worth a mozza, but just
so
down to earth. But, look, this is where the money comes in, because Winx was impregnated by Schnitzel, right? Now, Snitzel, the father, is a super stallion. And, you know, Winx is up the duff again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. So, got another foal on the way.
Just a breeder.
But the super stallion Snitzel has.
That's hard to say, isn't it?
It is to say, yeah. Pethy with a mouthful of Theo.
The super stallion Schnitzel
has already bred a string of champions, including trapeze artisan Redzel. But, look. Now, Snitzel, the lucky bugger, stands at Arrowfield Stud in the Hunter Valley.
Okay.
Have a guess, every time he services a mare.
Oh, is that guess, what we're calling it?
Yeah. Have a guess how much he gets.
He gets paid. The horse gets paid. What do they pay him in carrots?
The horse doesn't get paid. The owners and the connections get paid for a service.
This is starting to feel a little uncomfortable about this conversation.
No, I know. It's sort of like
we're
a game
paying
show.
For services.
Yeah, we're paying for services.
Is it a couple of $100 per pop, so to speak?
A couple of what?
$100?
Maserati.
Oh, it's more than that.
Oh, it is way more than that.
What's the schnit getting for a...
The schnit is getting $250,000 every time
what?
He services a mare.
Every time he
services
a mare.
And they don't even have to fall pregnant. So it doesn't happen. They go again. So bring Schnitty back in out of the stables. Get Schnitty in there with a mare. And there's another $250,000 to the point.
Of $1 million.
You know what they cash around a year? There's another game show. From servicing?
I don't know. I'm scared to guess.
Have a guess.
Guys has got his calculator out.
Yeah, have a guess.
Well, if per service
he
gets $250,000, I'm unsure how many services Schnitzel provides in a calendar year. And I don't know if I'd like to guess. I could be way off.
$40 million a bloody year, Schnitty gets. And so, and I worked that out, I've got $40 million divided by 250,000. That's 160
services.
And I'll divide that by 52. I mean, that's three a week.
Three services a week.
Three services a week. Which is 750,000. You imagine
three services a week is a bit much, isn't it?
So that's what I'm buying a stallion today.
You're going to buy a stallion.
Yeah, if you want to join my stallion syndicate.
No, thank you.
And if I'm going to send it around to our office staff if they want to buy, get a share of it.
Okay.
And then hopefully
how much does a stallion cost though?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't looked at that.
Okay.
They're just minor details.
I think that the stallion might be worth more than Wix's foal.
Who would you rather be? Would you rather be Schnitzel the stallion or the owners? Ooh, that's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll have to get back to you on my reply.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
Ryan Hilton Motor Group is the home of Skoda on the Central Coast.
Yes, and if you're in the market for a new car, make sure you start at the new Skoda showroom at Brian Hilton Motor Group, North Gosford.
Every Skoda comes with Euro styling, top warranty, prepaid service options, and guaranteed future value and much more.
It's so good. Make sure you visit the home of Skoda on the Central Coast at Brian Hilton Skoda in North Gosford.
And thank you, Brian Hilton Motor Group. And they've got a lot of car yards around the joint for supporting what we do.
Paddy and Maz,
the podcast.
Photos of a 21-year-old model, Aoki Lee Simmons, kissing her 65-year-old boyfriend on holiday.
Okay.
Ugh. Like you take yourself back to you when 21, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Has shocked the internet.
A couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Very recent memory.
And have even appeared to have provoked a furious response from the model's own mum, fashion designer Kimora Lee.
Now, okay.
Photos have circulated over the weekend shows Lee Simmons, who was born in 2002, frolicking on the beach of the Caribbean island of St. Bart's. I've got to get myself there.
Oh, yeah, St. Bart's. Oh, that's a good time.
There?
No, I haven't, but I just know that's a great place to holiday. Very rich people.
Yeah, well, this is what these two were doing there with her much older boyfriend, author and restaurateur, Victoria Saff. The age gap is 44 years.
Yeah, that's a big age gap, guys. Mm. And here's the thing. Just from the bloke's perspective in this storyline, at 65 to be saying that you're someone's boyfriend is a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah, when she's 21.
Yeah.
And
I've got a girlfriend, but you're in your, like, you've retired pretty much.
But you look on both sides of the coin and you go, her being 21, you should be out just with other 21-year-olds. bounds.
Yeah, absolutely. But then also, you know, true love knows no bounds, Paddy, and who are we to judge?
Yeah, exactly, sister.
Who are we to judge?
As we're opening up that church to get all tax-free money.
They've clearly... They must love each other. That's got a real ring to it.
It does.
They must love each other. Yeah. I can see why he loves her. Not sure the other way around. I'm sure he's got something going for him.
Well, he cook really well.
He'd be a great you would think. Cook. He's in the
breakfast,
restaurant business.
Lunch and dinner.
Yep.
There you are. There you go.
Probably got a massive bank
Aoki
account too.
Could do.
Because he's had all of those years in the
workforce. Accumulating the money.
So that by that stage of life, you would hope that you had healthy super fund. Mm. You got enough money
and
to afford some private health cover.
Yeah,
you'd be fine. So look, who are we to sit here and
exactly.
judge?
Exactly. I'd love to know though on 13353, what's the age gap in your relationship? Is it wide like that?
And no judgment.
Is it judgment free today?
No judgment from us. We just
God, we're
we
not
going
to laugh and heckle.
No, we are just God. Curious cats over here. A couple of curious cats.
We haven't done that for since Maz did the chicken impersonation back when.
Why do you still have that? That's
I love and this one.
Good, 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 good.
What one was that?
I have no idea why I was saying that. But
13353. If you do have an age gap, and how does it work? Like, honestly, if you're 65.
What do you have in common, right? Like, with a 44-year age gap, that's really hard to find.
You have nothing in
common.
Ground.
The thing is, so Glenn and I are only 3 months apart in age. So so we grew up in the same era. And that's one of the things that we connected on is, like, we loved the same bands and we just had the same experiences growing up because we were both teenagers in the 90s, you know? Yeah. And so, yeah, like, how does it work? I'm sure you got to find something.
13353, what is that age gap that you have?
Oh, delightful, Liz. Good morning.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good,
Not too bad. Lizzie, with your partner, is there a 44-year age gap?
No, I didn't meet him while I was doing my community service at the nursing home at my Duke of Edinburgh ward. No, I didn't. I met him when I was 19 and he was 27, but he lied about his age and said he was 26.
Oh, wow. Huge difference.
I think when I was with Kirsten, I dropped my age a bit.
Did you?
Because Kirsten and I are 7 years.
So you've got a 7-year age gap.
Yeah.
That's a decent amount of years. So what's your age gap, Liz? 8 years.
8 years, yeah, but the kids like to make it fun of us, don't they? So like, oh, Dad, were you picking her up at preschool when you were 18? Oh, she was just like, no, you weirdos.
That's so creepy.
So, but when 19, but when you are 19, anyone who's over 20 seems old.
It's true.
No bull.
That's true.
They do.
Yeah.
And so,
if I could send you a photo of what my partner looked at 27, you would have dropped all guard. You wouldn't care if he was 50, mate. It was fine.
Okay. Was he smoking?
It was all going on. It was toned and I.
Okay. Toned and
I. She just locked it in early.
Okay. So he was smoking. What about all these years later?
Oh, he's still smoking hot.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. That's nice.
Maybe we might have a beer belly, but under there, the six pack still exists.
You know it's still there.
It does.
I believe in it.
You know it's there. It's built in, you know.
Yeah. That's right. At any stage, it could appear again. Just hasn't for a few years. Okay. So 7 years. Eight years.
8 years.
And doing fine.
Yep.
Going strong.
24 years we've been together.
How long? 24.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Good stuff. So you met in 2000?
Yeah.
There you go.
And what's the secret, Liz?
It's a secret. I always get what I want. He walked through an outdoor kitchen. I said, see that? That's mine. And I didn't stop till it was. Yeah.
And also, he lives in Dubai. You live on the Central Coast.
I said to him, if you leave me, I'll just make your life worse than what it is now, mate.
That's what Kirst said to me. Kirst, my wife, will never leave me because she doesn't want to see me happy. And that's
right, see, that's what she said. You will suffer like me.
Hey, Lizzie, we've got a 60-minute experience at Central Coast VR for you. Well done.
Good on you, Liz.
Oh, thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too, mate.
Paddy and Maz, the podcast.
Now, at this time of the morning, I would say, oh, you're back. I was just saying, did you get me that coffee?
Yeah, I did. I got it.
Thanks for that.
I just had to leave it outside because I can't get the double doors whilst holding the thing.
Oh, come on.
I know.
Jeez, I tell you what. Thanks for that.
Sorry,
cheers.
The service
up.
In this place has really taken a downturn.
Yeah. Jeez. Now, we're doing what you're talking about.
We are. We absolutely
are. Did you
want
me to do mine first?
No, I'm all good to go.
Okay.
So, you know, there's a curse on the music festival scene in Australia because they had to cancel Splendour in the Grass this year.
Yeah.
It's
was that because of lack of ticket
low
sales?
Low ticket sales.
Yeah.
It strikes again, ladies and gentlemen. There's a new rock music festival. Well, there was meant to be, called Pandemonium Rocks. It had headline shows, Melbourne, Sydney, few other places, capital cities, and then a little side show in Newcastle, so kind of close to us.
Yeah.
And over the weekend, it was confirmed that the two of the main headliners have pulled out of the gig.
That's so not good.
Placebo and Deep Purple are no longer performing, but Blondie and Alice Cooper are. But then also, the Dead Kennedys, Gang of Four, Gyroscope, and a Thai up-and-coming band called Petch have all pulled the pin. So six bands out of the 13 that were meant to perform are not playing anymore.
So we're down to seven.
Which just means, do you know what they're doing?
What are they doing?
No refunds, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, why?
They're just turning it from a two-stage show into a one-stage show, and they're pursuing it with it, and they're going forward, and they're saying, sorry, guys. Headliners, a couple of them have pulled out, but we're still forging forward.
So you just get what you're given.
What you're given.
Still at the same price.
No refunds. Andrew McManus, what are you doing? Give the people their money back.
Was he the promoter?
He's the promoter.
Well, mine is a music story as well, because Ricky Martin has stunned fans after he appeared to become very entertained while interacting with barely dressed male dancers while on stage. Now, Latino sensation, he was,
You've lost it. Oh, no. Was it going to be a punchline?
Pardon?
Was it going to be a punchline?
No. Latino sensation appeared on stage with Madonna on Sunday night during a rendition of her iconic song, Vogue. And so Martin sat next to Madge on one of these two silver chairs to help the singer judge the ballroom portion of the show, which typically see the pop stars dancer strut down a runway to receive scores in very little clothing, right?
Look, can I just... What you're describing to me sounds like a regular weekend for Ricky Martin.
Yeah.
I don't think this is any... I reckon that just happens on a Wednesday afternoon at Ricky Martin's
house. Some of the dancers dressed in nothing but trainers and a thong...
Exactly.
...gyrated and grinded against him. Fans rushed to question whether Martin had become visibly aroused after noticing what appeared to be an X-rated detail.
He would have loved it so much.
In the clip shared on social media. He has changed his name to Dickie Martin for the purpose of the exercise, and he really wished he had sung this song. Cool and the Gang. Weren't they good?
What a tune.
Great gang.
Paddy and Maz.
The podcast.
You want to have a chat? 133353. We've got Troisey from Niagara Park. Morning, mate. What's happening?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. What you calling about, buddy?
Mate, I think I made a big, timely, costly stuff up on the weekend.
Oh, no.
Okay, what did you do?
Let's start with the words, wife's birthday.
Okay. All right. What was it?
Oh, no. Is the next word forgot?
It gets worse.
Oh, no.
So okay. I take her out, she's an artist, so I take her out down the city, we go to the museum,
nice.
then I take her to her favourite dumpling place.
Love it.
And we have a nice, beautiful lunch, come home, give her gifts, make her dinner, and then she says, I can't wait to see what I get next week for my birthday.
Oh, you're a week early. You're a week early, Troy.
How long have you been together?
7 years.
Okay.
Look, I went to a wedding. I travelled to a wedding a week early, so I'm hearing you, brother.
A week out for the wife's birthday, though, that's a pretty critical error, Troy. How are you going to redeem yourself?
Well, that's what I'm ringing. Am I good to go? Can I go to darts next Sunday?
Yeah, go to darts next Sunday. The thing is, you peaked too early.
I know, she tells me that.
go to darts, mate. The presents have been given and accepted, and go to darts, mate.
That's gold.
All right.
Guys.
Thanks.
Have a good day.
See you, Troisey. Bye, mate.
Bye, mate. Bye.
And that's a wrap. If you missed Paddy and Maz this morning, get the show podcast on the Listener app.
Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Maz. Driven by Brian Hilton Motor Group. The big local. Two big locations with the largest range of new and used cars on the coast.
Paddy and Maz.
The podcast.
Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.